The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The following daf has been dedicated by Reb Avraham Dubin and family.
Shabbos Daf Tzadik, last few lines of Perek Amar Rav Akiva. The Gemara says that a tinnik that's given, it would be a problem to give a tinnik. The Mishnah is discussing the size of something carrying out for Shabbos. And one of the examples is Chog of Chai, Toh Kol Shuhu. If it's dead, then the Shir is Kegregris. And Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, in the Mishnah, on Tzadik Amid Beis, Afa Moitzi Chog of Chai, Toh Me Kol Shuhu, Shematzni Noisoi, it has a Chshiva, Shematzni Noisoi, a small little Chog of a grasshopper, Lekotten, Lischog by it, over there it doesn't have the size of food, it has the size of a cute pet, and he could play with it, it doesn't make a difference that it's not the size of a Gregus. And the Gemara says that the Tanna Kamma doesn't discuss this, the Gemara says back and forth, Arav Kana, Avakoyim Kamei Durav, and the Gemara says over there that it would be a problem to give it to a cotton. Why? Because the Leilein Rumecha Ka'ochele Ka'ova Mishum Baal Teshaktsu Esnav Shesechem. There would be an Isser if one hands this Chagav to a child and the child would get a little bit over-enthusiastic for his pet, decide to become cannibalistic with his little friend, and eat up the Chagav. He would be over an Isser of Baal Teshaktsu as Nafshe Sechem. We're more familiar, the Gemara says, in a few places that there's Baal Teshaktsu and somebody who needs to pass waste, and he holds back his bodily function in a way where he feels his body not going, he feels his body full and is not letting out whatever has to go. There's an element of shikuts there. Disgusting, to use the literal translation. And he'd be over on Baal Teshaktsu. We'll get back to that example in a few minutes, because it's an afkamin la halacha. There's a basic question over here. Baal Teshaktsu, we understand that context, but over here, the cotton himself doesn't consider it disgusting. The reason why it's a problem, the Rambam brings this halacha, it's a problem to eat live things. I don't want to get involved in the sushi industry, but eating something that's alive, in Chazal's estimation, is something which merits the title of shikut, of Chazal have a discuss for it, something that's bal teshaktu, es nafshe seichem. To the child, it's not. So who exactly is being over bal teshaktu? The child is putting it in his mouth. One has to say, obviously, that the standard bearer for Baal Teshaktsu is not a 4-year-old kid who's playing with a chogov. If he pops it into his mouth, if he decides not to care about shikuts, anybody that's looking gives a look of disgust and turns away, the fact that it's most by Roy's people would define it as shikuts, and therefore it would be awesome. The question is, more importantly, why exactly did Chazal were goyzer not to give a cotton? Because maybe he'll pop into his mouth. Chazal were goyzer because of the cotton's problem? So one could say that there's a problem with Lifnei Iver. We don't find that Chazal were goyzer xerus and somebody being over. We're talking about a cotton who's not over Yisurim. According to Rav Rishonim, the Isser of Baal Teshaktsu is only an Asmakta, it's Derabonon. The case that we mentioned above is discussed in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim Simit Tzadik Beis, the case of withholding oneself from performing bodily functions. In the Mishnah Berurah, Simit Tzadik Beis of Kotn Zayin, he says that if somebody is in the middle of being Mevet Ter Barabim, Kovar Abrius would prevent him from walking out. Over there would be Mutter to be over on the Baal Teshaktsu, Beshev Baal Taisa, in order to preserve one's Kovar Abrius. One would not be mechuyif to go to the stop and go to the bathroom in the middle. Why? Because it's only derabbanan. So we're talking about an issur derabbanan according to Rav Rishonim. Chazal were goyzer exeru because maybe the child will be over an issur derabbanan. There's a different element. It could possibly be that the problem over here is a problem of safinon. Safinon is a concept, it's discussed in Hilchos Shabbos, of giving a cotton. The Gemara in the end of Yevamos discussed, learns out from a pasuk about tachilum, not to give a child the cotton, even though the cotton is not a mitzvah of the mitzvahs, but there is an issur midaraisa to give a child to eat macholos asur. It's a question of it's only macholos asur or any other dvar issur. In Shulchan Aruch and Erechaim it's discussed in Hilchos Shabbos In the context of having a child do malacha, it's your child, you're over on Isra Shabbos. Atol v'nechem le'sechim, it's a mitzvah on Shvisas b'nai b'itay. But when we're talking about somebody else's child, there is a problem of safinon. The question is over here whether exactly the safinon with Chazal Goyzer because of safinon, there's no safinon, it's a derabonon. So it's a problem, how to understand this Gemara. What I want to do is try to be mechadish a definition in what the Baal Teshaksu is saying. So let's take this a step further, and this will help us understand the context of Al-Gemar. In Yerudei Kuf Chofalov, the Beis Yosef talks about, in an interesting context, talks about Baal Teshaksu. He talks about a kli that was used for passing waste. There's a Issa Baal Teshaksu for one to eat out of such a kli. Just thinking about it can make a person a little bit queasy. There's Baal Teshaksu, there's something inherently disgusting about that. The Sefer Arches Chaim, one of the Rishonim, says that one is Mechuyiv, and that's what the Siman over there in Yerudei is about, Hagolas Kelim. One is Mechuyiv to not only clean the Kli out thoroughly, but one is Mechuyiv to make Hagolas Kelim to get out the bleas of the Shikuts, of the waste. Now, it might be a good idea for sanitary reasons, but that's not what the Arches Chaim is talking about. He's talking about the Baal Teshaksu element. The Beis Yosef says, well, what are we talking about? Are we talking about bleas of Isser? Is it Balua with Basa B'cholov? Is it Balua with Chazer that you have to get rid of the taste? There's something disgusting about using a kli that was miyuchid and being used for things that are unsanitary. So one cleans it out, you use your strongest liquid soap, and you clean it out and finished. Why would you have to make Hagolos Kelim? So, Vashteto in the Arches Chaim, what is the Arches Chaim understanding? The Arches Chaim's understanding that Chazal, when they asked about the Shaksu, they made eating something, which is Shikutz, into a Chetzed Esur. They made it like Machol's Asurus. There's an Istit, possible Cholot, Chazer, Nevela, Treifa, Chelot. Now there's a new Issa. There's an Issa to eat things which are disgusting. If one picks up a handful of ants crawling on the floor and puts them into one's mouth, besides for a whole host of lavin and essen, the one's over because of shkotzim or remosim, but one is also over on Baal Teshaksu because it's disgusting. It's another lav of the rabbanon of, according to Moshe Rishonim, of Macholos Asuris. The Beis Yosef that argues, Pasha is saying not that way. There's nothing here that's Macholos Asuris. What he's doing is he's engaging in an act which is disgusting. That itself is a dvaris. It's nothing to do with the food. It has nothing to do with the food per se. There's another machlokes in this union. The Yireim talks about Baal Teshaksu. When he brings this lav, he talks about being maflik atzmoy b'shikutz miminik shcheinov v'bnei iroi. In setting up a standard, which we discussed before, the child, him, on his standard, it's not shikutz, it's shikutz for everybody else. The Yireim discusses a person being misnayig in a way, eating things, or being misnayig in a way, which is beyond the sanitary or dignified level of most people around him. Shchein of Neir, it's a subjective issue which is totally what people are used to. But the Hagois, Rabbeinu Peretz on the Smak, again one of the Rishonim, argues on the Yireim, and he says that the Isser is b'chol dover shu moz be'enei atzmoy. It's subjective to a person's own standard. So here we have a machloikis in, what are we talking about? Are we talking about doing something which is disgusting be'enei habriyos, or a person doing something which is disgusting for himself? Again, obviously, if we were talking about the Arches Chaim, we would have to make up some type of objective standard of what's disgusting. It wouldn't be totally in where he lives. There might very well be a different level of shikutz, of unsanitariness, of hanhoga, which merits the title of shikutz. In I don't know where, in a third world country, might be very different than in a mountain resort in Switzerland. They might foreseeably, they might very well have different standards as to what is called shikutz and what's called dignified behavior. So we see from the Rishonim again that the Isser wasn't something objective, it's not machol sasuris, but the Isser is being snag in a way which is degrading, which defiles one's sense of dignity. Is it totally in the people around you? Is it totally in you yourself, in your own standards, what you expect of yourself? You're lowering yourself, you're defiling yourself, you're disgracing yourself. That's Machlokes Rishonim. But the Isser is not Machlokes Asuris. But that's L'chore Pshat in the Machlokes Rishonim. What I believe is possible to say, B'yachas to our Gemara, is that Safinon, the Isser of giving a call to Macholos Asuris, is only an Isser on Macholos Asuris Deraisa when we have to talk about the Choymer of the cotton eating. If I give a cotton nevela, I'm not doing anything. The only thing I'm doing is I'm facilitating the cotton being over Macholos Asuris, eating Macholos Asuris. Therefore, if it's Macholos Asuris Derabon, quite possible I'm not over. Over here, the problem of the Gemara is that the Shikud, the Baal Teshaktu, is not a Maisa Isser. It's not a Maisa Achila of eating Macholos Asuris, as we're pointing out. What it is a defilement of a human being. Is there really any difference between me defiling myself or somebody defiling me? Isn't both of them the same disgrace of a Tzelem Elikim? The Rebbeinu Shalom gave an Isser in his Torah, Chazal Asir, behaving in an undignified, unsanitary way. Why wouldn't that be true? I'm proposing this as a chiddush. If somebody else was misnayig with me in a way that defiled me, in a way that disgraced me, in a way that brought down my level of existence as a Tzelem Elikim. It's quite possible that for a godel to give the food, to give the shikuts, the chogo, to a cotton, the cotton pops into his mouth, and the cotton acts in a way which is a defilement, to eat a live creature while it's crawling and jumping around, is a lowering of what a Tzelem Elikim is. Why wouldn't that be true? Maybe the godel is over. Again, if we're talking about a mice of Achilles system, then the cotton himself has to be over. Then we have to get involved in the discussion of what am I doing by giving it to the cotton? Is it Safina? Is it Lifnei Iver? So on and so forth. But if we're talking about shikuts not being a mice Achilles, we're talking about the issue of shikuts lowering the dignity of a human being, maybe Chazal understood over here that the godel would be over because he's facilitating it. Maybe. I'm suggesting this as a Dvar Chidush Pshat in our Gemara.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.